The Muslim holiday of Eid, marked by soldiers on the streets of Khartoum, cheered on by their supporters. The UN has called for an immediate ceasefire between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary group, the Rapid Support Forces. But there's been no confirmation from the army.
Our beloved citizens, this year we receive Eid while our country is bleeding. Because of this bleeding, we have dead people, injuries, separated families and destroyed houses and institutions. This destruction and sound of gunfire did not leave room for happiness that our beloved people deserve.
The RSF says it's ready to observe a 72-hour truce and blames the army for the continuing violence. It's tweeted, "At this moment, when citizens are preparing to receive the first day of Eid al-Fitr, the neighbourhoods of Khartoum are waking up to the bombings of aircrafts and heavy artillery in a sweeping attack that is directly targeting residential neighbourhoods." 330 kilometres north of the capital in Merowe, people are hoping to celebrate the end of the fasting month of Ramadan as they usually would with large family gatherings. They too have been caught up in the violence, but the army says it's now in control of the airport and the military base attached to it.
Thank God the country is safe, the situation is stable and the shops have reopened. We were able to bring the children to the market for Eid clothes and hopefully we were able to make them happy.
Days of fighting have left many Sudanese desperate and afraid. Tens of thousands of people have left the capital. Many have already arrived in neighbouring Chad.
The vast majority of these people are women and children with huge humanitarian needs. They've fled seemingly, you know, overnight with nothing. And we know that the urgent, immediate needs are what you would need if you had to flee your house.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Across Sudan, there's a sense of unease and fear, but also of resilience and little certainty about how things are going to move forward. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.